Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Colosseum, Teaching the Christian Worldview, Including How the Civil Government Has No God-Given Right to Operate a School System. In educating people about law and public policy, the first thing I always try to get someone to understand is that every human has an ultimate authority. What do I mean by ultimate authority? I mean a source that informs you about what you think and what you do. A source that informs you about what is right and wrong. A source that you reference in everyday life. I don't think most people are aware of ultimate authority. When I was younger, I used to watch CNN a lot. And as soon as someone came along and told me that environmentalism is a political agenda, I didn't believe them. That's because for me, at that time, Jesus wasn't my ultimate authority. CNN was. More specifically, the people at CNN were. Who your ultimate authority is, of course, important. Not only does it determine where you will spend eternity, it determines whether you think there should be a civil government school system. Do you think there should be a civil government school system because your state constitution says so? Or whether your state legislators say so? Or whether the Supreme Court says so? Or whether Oprah Winfrey says so? Or do you think there should not be a civil government school system because of the Word, Jesus? No matter how you slice it, you have an ultimate authority. It may not be Jesus, but it is someone. And I encourage you today to reference your ultimate authority. What does the Word say? Does Romans 13 allow humans to have authority over thinking? Does Romans 13 allow the civil government to transfer wealth? Does Romans 13 allow humans to do whatever they like without limit? If not, what are those limits? So many Christians never research the validity of the civil government school system because a preacher says that the civil government is not part of God's domain, or because a preacher makes you think that the issue is one of delegation rather than abolition. But listen to God and search the scriptures. If you do that, I am confident you will come to the conclusion that man has no right to operate a school system. That's why I, Kevin R. Novak, promote abolishing the civil government school system, and I do this through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.